The design of Satan, who is working against us, is to make sin look attractive and alluring. Sin is made to look more pleasurable than holiness. Lying is made to look more profitable than the truth. Adultery is made to look more satisfying than faithfulness. Cheating is made to look more beneficial than honesty. Pride is made to look more impressive than humility. Sin carries with it its fleeting pleasures. Emphasis on the fleeting. So what should a Christian do? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 1 verses 14 and 15 say this, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." It's within the nature of man to desire. Some translations translate this word as lust, but I think that has a negative connotation for us today since it's most used in relation to a wrongful sexual desire. The word used here is actually a neutral word. Desires can be neutral. Everyone has desires. That's why James says each man. Desires are universal. But James also makes it specific when he says their own desires. There are desires that I have that you may not have. There are desires that you have that I may not have. There are desires that I struggle with that you don't struggle with, and vice versa. We all have common desires, and we all have our own special set of desires. But notice where the temptation comes in. It's not with the desire itself, but when the desire is not kept in check, when it's not handed over to the Lord, and it is left alone for sin to pounce on and then to blossom into enticement. James uses fishing terminology here, lured and enticed. The word enticed means to be attracted to something that is offered. And lured means to be carried away or dragged away. So get the picture here. The desire is not necessarily wrong until we hand it over to sin, and then it changes. The desire to be known turns into selfishness. The desire to be secure turns into the desire to be rich. And it goes on and on. And at that point, we are dragged away, just like a fish is enticed by bait, only to be dragged away by a hook. And most importantly, be aware of the end result. Sin, when it's fully grown, brings forth death. So what should we do? Well, in this passage, we see the first thing that we don't do is we don't blame God. And the second thing is that we own our sin, where we have fallen, and what desire got enticed and lured. And then we repent, turning back to Jesus, who has already purchased forgiveness for his own. And we walk in a restored fellowship with him day by day, committing to give that desire to him. When you pray today, please remember Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. Also, remember the French African LifeWord broadcast, heard throughout Africa.